Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Global AI Summit begins today in New Delhi. World leaders to participate. United Nations Secretary General says India is right place to host first ever AI summit in the Global South. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington remains interested in diplomatic solution to end its differences with Tehran. Member of Board of Peace pledge $5 billion towards rebuilding Gaza. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India beat Pakistan by 61 runs at Colombo, becomes second team to qualify for Super 8. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. It also positions India as a convener and partner in global AI cooperation, supporting shared standards, collaborative frameworks, and scalable solutions for public good. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. They include President of France, Emmanuel Macron, Brazil President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, President of Spain, Pedro Sánchez Pérez Castellón, President of Switzerland, Guy Parmelin, Netherlands Prime Minister, Dick Schoof, UAE's Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandraram Gulam, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake, Vice President of Seychelles, Sebastian Pillay, and Bhutanese Prime Minister Sherin Tobge. External Affairs Ministry said that leaders from Bolivia, Croatia, Estonia, Finland, Greece, Guyana, Kazakhstan, Liechtenstein, Serbia, and Slovakia are all set to participate in the summit. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries would be participating in the summit. The UN Secretary General and senior officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. We have a report.
The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is guided by three foundational pillars or sutras which articulate the core principles guiding global cooperation on AI. These are people, planet and progress. The summit's deliberations are organized through chakras or working groups structured around seven interconnected thematic areas. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 strengthens India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi today. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026 and will serve as a national demonstration of artificial intelligence in action. It will feature 13 country pavilions, including Australia, Japan, Russia, United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Estonia, Tajikistan, and Africa, showcasing international collaboration in the AI ecosystem. The expo will host over 300 curated exhibition pavilions and live demonstrations structured around three thematic chakras: people, planet, and progress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. Mr. Modi emphasized that the occasion is proof that the country is progressing rapidly in the fields of science and technology, making an important contribution to global development. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said India is the right place to host the first ever AI summit in the Global South. Speaking to a news agency ahead of the AI Impact Summit, Guterres said artificial intelligence must serve the entire world and not just serve a handful of powerful nations. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi and his delegation left for the Swiss city of Geneva, where the second round of nuclear negotiations with the US will take place tomorrow. He is also expected to meet with his Swiss and Omani counterparts, as well as the Director General of the UN's Atomic Watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency. Earlier yesterday, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington remains interested in a diplomatic solution to ending its differences with Tehran.
We're dealing with radical Shia clerics, and it's a complicated thing. I mean, no one's ever been able to do a successful deal with Iran, but we're going to try. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kush traveling right now to have important meetings, and we'll see how that turns out. And we'll always comply with the applicable laws of the United States in terms of involving Congress and any decisions to it. But right now, we're talking about negotiations. We are focused on negotiations. That's what we're for. The president's made that clear. If that changes, it'll be obvious to everyone. And obviously, whatever the law requires us to do, we'll do.
The first round of indirect talks took place in Oman last week. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that members of his newly created Board of Peace have pledged $5 billion towards rebuilding war-ravaged Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel to international stabilization and police forces for the territory. He added that the pledges will be formally announced when board members gather in Washington on Thursday for their first meeting. He did not specify which member nations were making the pledges for reconstruction or would contribute personnel to the re-stabilization force. However, Indonesia's military has announced that up to 8,000 of its troops are expected to be ready by the end of June for potential deployment to Gaza as part of a humanitarian and peace mission. Foreign dignitaries, including Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and foreign ministers from countries of the South Asian Cooperation for Regional Cooperation, are expected to attend the oath-taking ceremony of the new government in Bangladesh tomorrow. Our correspondent has the details.
The Ministry of External Affairs said the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will represent the Government of India at the swearing-in of the government led by Tariq Rehman. According to the MEA, the Speaker's participation highlights the deep and enduring friendship between the peoples of the two countries and reaffirms India's commitment to democratic values shared by both the neighbor. The Ministry said India welcomes Bangladesh's transition to an elected government under Rehman's leadership, noting that his vision has received an overwhelming public mandate. Law advisor of the interim government of Bangladesh Asif Najrul said the cabinet oath ceremony is scheduled for 4 p.m. at the South Plaza of Parliament and will be administered by the President Mohammad Shahabuddin. Naval Sangh Parmar, World News, Dhaka.
In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 61 runs in a Group A clash at Colombo's R. Premadasa Stadium last night and becomes the second team to qualify for Super 8. Chasing the target of 176 runs, Pakistan were all out for 114 in 18 overs. Earlier, India scored 175 runs, losing 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Ishan Kishan scored 77. After the match, he said that this win will give a lot of confidence to the team. 3 matches are scheduled for today. In the first match, Afghanistan will take on United Arab Emirates. In Group C clash, England will face Italy in Kolkata at 3 this afternoon, while Australia will play Sri Lanka in Palakkale at 7 in the evening. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Global AI Summit begins today in New Delhi. World leaders to participate. United Nations Secretary General says India is right place to host first ever AI summit to the Global South. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Washington remains interested in diplomatic solution to end its differences with Tehran. Members of Board of Peace pledge $5 billion towards rebuilding Gaza. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India beat Pakistan by 61 runs at Colombo, become second team to qualify for Super 8. And that is the end of this news bulletin.